Earlier this month, Laurier University announced it was opening up the Cold Region Research Center, its new building. Now, in the release, it mentioned the Northwest Territories quite prominently, but I called them up to see how it might affect the Yukon. After all, it was about cold regions. Last week, I got an email back telling me to call Dr. Bill Quinton. So I did. Apparently, the announcement is breathing new life into the Wolf Creek Project. I began by asking Dr. Quinton to refresh our memories on this Wolf Creek monitoring project.
Okay, well, Wolf Creek is, in many ways, serves as a state-of-the-art outdoor laboratory. It's a place where environmental scientists can converge and work on projects that link and interrelate to one another. I guess obvious examples would be hydrologists working with ecologists to sort of get a better sense of how ecosystems operate and how they might, you know, with that knowledge in hand, we are in better stead to understand how they might respond given disturbances.
And I guess that was happening since 1994, thereabouts?
That's right. So Wolf Creek, as a research site, came into existence at about that time. Richard Janowitz, who was part of the YTG has become part of the YTG since then. It's really largely his operation, and he's done a great job of facilitating research at the site. And since that time, it is pretty much stayed on course as I described, an outdoor laboratory. But it's over the years it's come to be brought into a variety of different research networks that have come and gone. And I guess we're, as you mentioned at your outset there, Wolf Creek is enjoying some degree of rejuvenation because of a new research network that has just come into being.
Mm-hmm. And what was that announcement earlier this month?
Well, the announcement earlier this month is the announcement of a new building at Laurier, and it's sort of a parallel project to the research network I just referred to. That research network is the Changing Cold Regions Network, and it's centered at University of Saskatchewan, but it involves a large number of universities across the country.
Okay.
And so it uses different... Well, I guess we could say different outdoor laboratories like Wolf Creek. Wolf Creek is a very important one because not only of all the logistical support and the representativeness of Wolf Creek as a cold, a Cordilleran, northern Cordilleran site, but it's it also has, 1994 doesn't seem like too long ago for some of us, but it's actually a nice archive that it has. That's a fair amount of, sort of nice data-rich site. So it's becoming a bit of a gold mine, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, it's been really attractive. So it's been brought into this research network, and you mentioned the announcement earlier this month. This is a new building here at Laurier. It's known as the Center for Cold Regions and Water Science, and it really supports a lot of the laboratory-based and analytical components that support that field work that's ongoing at Wolf Creek mm-hmm. and other places.
So why is there this interest now in the North and cold climate?
Well, the North is, I guess it's always been of great interest here at Laurier. We've had for about 40 years now this Cold Regions Research Center. Never had a building up until this week, last week. But we've had a center here, a collection of scientists, very active in the North. But over recent years, you're quite right, there's really been a ramping up of interest in the North. I think a lot of that derives from what is being recognized now as a real sensitivity of the North to warming and, well, like more recently, to increased human activity. So there's an unprecedented amount of industrial expansion in the North, mining and other types of activities, mm-hmm. that in combination with a warming climate makes the ground, the ecosystems respond in ways that we don't really have a good understanding of. Nevertheless, we're watching these changes occur, and very important questions are coming up, such as what's the impact of these changes on water resources, and how do those changes in water resources link up with changes in the ecosystems that we're seeing, you know, changes from forests to wetlands and these sorts of things that come about with things such as permafrost thaw. So these are the sorts of questions that we need to answer, because if we can answer them, then we could go some way of reducing the uncertainty of the, you know, the future availability and health of resources such as a water resource.
Yeah, well, with that in mind, what how will this rejuvenate Wolf Creek? What will be happening there now?
Well, with the new CCRN project coming online, we're going back to a lot of the sites that we have been working on, but with increased resources and people power, I guess, mm-hmm. on the ground, feet on the ground, and we're adding to our archives that we have over the years continued to collect data from and add to, but now we're adding to that targeted field studies that will address specific questions that need to be answered in order to understand how water cycles and is stored within and on the landscape, including changes. What sorts of changes are we observing, and what are the impacts of those changes? For example, there might be an increase or decrease in the amount of precipitation, or there might not be. There might be differences in the way that precipitation is applied to the landscape. It might be a larger number of multi-day rain events, and how does that influence river flows and these sorts of things, and how does that interact with the ecology in these environments, and what's the overall impact for cycling and storage of water that, we, a lot of times in our day-to-day life, or whether we're in the whether in industry or government or other sectors, we sort of take for granted that things will remain the same, but clearly they are not, and we have to be prepared for that. So the type of work we're doing there is really focused on getting a handle on, you know, how things are changing. If we have a really good physical understanding of how ecosystems operate, then that puts us in really good stead to be able to predict how they will change with both human disturbance and climate warming disturbance.
Okay, well, we look forward to keeping track of what happens at your center then.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Bill Quinlan is with Laurier University in Waterloo, and as you heard, they've opened a new center dedicated to cold climate research.